Shalom, אנחנו קוראים מתוך הספר.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, second volume, page 23 in Hebrew, letter 59, beginning in the middle of it. There's no English text for that one. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be asked live. Again, the writings of Rabash, second volume, in Hebrew, page 1523, letter 59, we're beginning in the middle, Uve Inyan Sfirat HaOmer, and regarding the count of the Omer. Regarding the count of the Omer, it is known that the main work of a man is to connect himself to the Creator. Omer, from the word me'almim alumim, putting together the sheaves.
Connecting to the Creator over all those states, over and above all those states, the Creator presents to a person.
And Rashi interpreted, Ketargumo me'asrin asarin umarin in Aramaic, which means that by that, by a person becoming a mute, deaf, and he doesn't open his mouth with any claims against the Creator,
rather taking everything in order to correct himself, as he understands that this, what he see, or he disqualifies through his own flaws.
Rather, for him, any work that you do for the merciful one is good work. All that the Creator does is he does it for the good,
because he sends him an opportunity to be corrected. Hence, you reveal to a person all kind of things that are not right. And the person needs to decipher them as not that they are wrong in the world around him, rather they are wrong within him. Hence, he sees corruptions outside of him. This is what we learn from perception of reality.
And he says about himself, that is, that his thoughts and his desires should only be for the sake of heavens. Then he is Omer, that is, by tying with a strong knot all of his thoughts and his desires so that they will have a single goal, which is to bring contentment to his Maker, then that person is called Omer.
Already shine in him the light of the Lord. He has corrected a certain quality, and by it, he is already connected to the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form.
And the counting of the Omer, the interpreters said that it comes from the words, and beneath his feet, it is like the whiteness of the sapphire and the essence of the heavens in purity, which means that by a person connecting himself to the Creator, that man merits that the light of the Creator will be revealed upon him. It follows that this Adam, by this man becoming Omer, by connecting all of his desires in a single knot,
in order to be still contented upon the Creator, for that sake he's doing it, meaning he blesses for all the revealed corruptions as he can correct them, thus connecting further to the Creator, then,
that is, for a single purpose, which is for the sake of heavens, then that Omer shines.
Meaning shines more in his corrected vessels, in his corrected qualities, thus he receives illumination called Omer.
And this is the secret of the counting of the Omer, that a man shines in the light of the Lord. And as a Jewish man is included of seven qualities,
if he's about to connect with the Creator, called Ichud, from the word Yehudi, Jew, then he has seven sefirot, times seven, it is 49.
And we need to correct them so that they would be for the Creator. And there is a rule that each and every quality is included of another. Therefore, it ends up being 7 times 7, which are 49 days. Therefore, we count 49 days until the reception of the Torah, because the Omer comes from Seorim barley, which means that it comes from Seorim in Hebrew, like also Shiurim, assumptions or ratios meaning that one imagines in his heart the greatness of the Creator. As the Zohar interprets the verse, her husband was known in the gates. The Zohar says, each and every one according to what he imagines in his heart, to that extent dwells upon him the light of the Creator over that man. This is called the aspect of faith. And when a man merits the faith in the Creator, then he is called a beast. And this is the issue that the Omer was of barley, which is the foot of a beast, which means that he had not yet merited the knowledge of the Torah.
Meaning bestow in order to bestow the degree of Bina.
Whereas in Shavuot, when we merit the reception of the Torah,
meaning the means in order to correct the evil inclination, not to go above it, rather also correcting it, using it,
then we receive the reason of the Torah. Therefore, we make an offering of wheat, which is the food of men, which is the aspect of the speaking. Whereas before one has merited the aspect of Torah, which is the degree of speaking, then it is called the gift of the barley, which is the food of the beast. And then it is called that you put together the sheaves, which is the aspect of mute, death, which is only the living and not the speaking.
Delighted in mercy, yes. Everything is saying, it's all extremely fine, rise above it, yet not work with the desires, the problems rather, rise above it in the degree of Bina.
That only through the Torah we merit the degree of speaking.
Yes, Torah related to means the light that reforms, meaning that corrects the evil inclination. It has something to say because he works with his own vessels. Questions?
According to the article,
this is part of a letter, right?
In order to actualize all of this, he writes in the beginning of the article that man's main work is to connect himself, to bond himself to the Creator.
This is our entire reality, our presence, our What are we created for? All our life, each and every moment, were given to us by the Creator, whom created everything for us to come to adhesion with Him.
So how do we do that? So that it would be in a permanent manner, because everything we need to ascribe to Him, and
there's no chance if society won't help you. You, with your qualities, cannot move. I've created the evil inclination, it is written. That's it. So how to draw the light that reforms? I've created Torah, the spice for the light in it reforms. Only through the society, through the group. Because in the group, somehow you are nullifying yourself. That's according to your nullification towards the society. One resembles himself to the same light that reforms. Thus, to that extent, it shines upon you. And to that extent, you are already begin to see that it is bad. Scrutiny the light of Absag that scrutinizes the vessels and give power to be corrected. All is done by the light. All you have to do is to care for it to come. Yes.
So how do we receive this help from the group?
Organize them in such manner that everyone would desire to connect. The condition for reception of the Torah is to be as one man with one heart. That's all. What is written there in the state of Mount Sinai? That's it. You want to receive the Torah? Please go ahead. There's no, hence there's a free choice. And it seems very concrete, simple. It confuses us because it's we aren't built accordingly, but really the formulas are very short and straight to the point.
A student from Khadera is asking, when I discover that an external problem is actually an outcome of my internal action, what do I do with that? What am I supposed to do?
Change your internality. What is there to do? If the whole world is a replica of my own qualities, I see myself as if opposite, as if inverted, as being turned inside out. So what have I got to do? All in correcting myself. To the extent I'm correcting my qualities, I'm seeing the world is corrected. The situation outside of me is Malchut of Ein Sof, light of Ein Sof. Nothing there changes. From the same state of Ein Sof, there was the deterioration, right, the previous, to my current lawsome state, the worst, the opposite to Ein Sof, as I gradually need to correct myself more and more and more and more. Thus, I'm coming to the same situation. However, I, with respect to this absolute, am found as unchanged. The upper light is in complete rest. Rather, all the screens, all the concealments are in me, within me. We need to correct nothing on the outside. That's a problem of all the religions, faith, in general, actions of human beings. Had we all together decide that from this moment onwards we are correcting only our internality, and then in externality we would have engaged only in order to strengthen internality, because to the extent you are not corrected, you have an image of the world that divides into a bit of internality that you somehow feel in reality, that where you are given the privilege to, or you were allowed to feel, and externality. Yes, Nessie.
It says that by a person becoming mute, deaf, and doesn't open up his mouth with claims, complaints against the Creator. So the question is,
meaning that I am taking upon myself the true image of the world, that I have nothing to open my mouth about, although I feel like with all my complaints and grievances, I have plenty of criticism to run and towards the whole world, that eventually it's, well, the Creator, right? If I'm dissatisfied with something that occurs in the world, then basically I'm blaming the Creator, right? There's none else but Him. So, therefore, I need to, if I want to go towards corrections, first and foremost, I should shut my mouth and start run criticism about myself, start criticizing myself. What thoughts, what desires, what qualities I'm determining that the world is wrong. And then I'm discerning, scrutinizing within me the very same qualities that for the time being are coming to correction, meaning requiring a correction. Thus I, because the shut my mouth at the time of quarreling with the Creator, I can now turn to Him and ask for the light that reforms. In what manner? Turning to Him and asking for the light that reform, I can only if I unite with the group. This is the condition, as was in the reception of the Torah, as one man with one heart. If I invest in the group and connected to them as much as possible, through the group I'm in contact with the Creator. For the time being, this contact maybe isn't clear, unknown, but it's there. Nevertheless, I'm turning to, and this is the form of the work. Yes.
What do we do with what's inside?
Well, then the light comes and correct what's there. We'll go to the artists who have made me. Yes.
Regarding correcting one's internality. How does this system work? Because I'm constantly, I see externality around me.
What system? You're saying this system?
The system that corrects a man's internality. How do you activate it?
Only by turning to the Creator, that I want I want to change in order not to slander his providence, rather agree with his providence and cleave on to him, so that I will see the world as good, not because I want to feel good, rather in order not to slander him.
Not to curse him. What does it mean to agree with the Creator, to agreeing with His providence?
That I see that everything is good and does good practically. Yes? You see how much you're repeating the same things, right? Constantly. You see, it's no matter how you come to it, you're turning to the same situation.
No, because simply...
No, it's good, it's good. I'm not laughing at... it's good, it's good. This is how it's scrutinizing more and more and more, and every time it's as if anew.
Mm-hmm. I simply see that things that do happen on the outside bother me. I don't know.
Well, here there's slightly a problem. That how do we behave with things that are in the reality of this world, right? This you're referring to? Yeah, the reality of this world. How do I arrange my attitude towards it? And how do I arrange my attitude to the upper providence? As long as I do not come to direct work with Supreme Providence, I can't, according to my qualities, as I have not corrected myself thus far, that the Creator works upon me and I'm working directly upon Him, I'm to my beloved and my beloved towards me. As long as I haven't come to it, I must also relate to the world that is around me. That's the example of King David, who wrote all his songs, along with it, fought for 40 years. The conquering of David called the complete land of Israel. Yes.
So I'm asking, up to the point where we reach direct work against the Creator, what is the right work? Because on the outside I see corruptions that do bother me, and I want them to change.
You need to, as in a good manner as possible, relate to external corrections, correct them in the good way, and wherever impossible, then in the force, in the mighty force, by the force of by force, but do both. Yeah? However, knowing that the majority of your work is through the upper force, and that for you to have as one form. Try so that also when I'm heading for war, also as I'm trying to negotiate with my enemies and haters, and also when I'm working with the Creator, all that for me is the same providence, the same conduct, of the same attitude towards this general reality the Creator presents before me, and allow me to work in some of it in a way as I work in this world within my body, and some of it working with it in a spiritual manner. I need to reach a state whereby I'm relating to it truly as one glove. One attitude, so it won't contradict one another. It's hard to connect those two things together until one begin to see that it is the same clothing of the Creator, however, in two different levels.
Okay, now how do I recognize, identify what inside of me makes me see this corruption in order to ask for correction over it?
This is only if the light of Absag comes and scrutinizes it for you. However, to reach that, you need first and foremost to connect with a group, and from within it, as much as possible, be drawn to adhesion. Nevertheless, accept that everything is good that does good, and only with respect to your qualities, it appears as such in the wrong providence.
You also said that King David was always searching for where he's different from the Creator. What does that mean? What does it mean to search where am I different than the Creator? What am I searching for?
The form of the world, the image you are feeling, as long as you won't feel Ein Sof, the forms you are feeling as are not yet Ein Sof, not yet good that does good completely. Rather, a bit less than that. This is still your qualities which need correction.
What does it mean that the Creator is dressing in this picture that I'm now seeing?
That He bring you that image to your senses. This image depicts in your senses. So, He depicts it to you. He wants to clothe 100% as the plain light. Once clothing, it comes out in you, not the plain light, but all kind of distortions. You see it as human beings, as still vegetative and animate, all kind of relationships between them. This is all that occurs within you, is within your guts. All kind of things occur within your belly there. But this is what you are feeling. However, he presents to you kind of a light. Say nefesh de nefesh. Oh, ruach de nefesh. A minute light. However, you, instead of seeing this light just as a good that does good attitude, and that's it, according to your degree, you are seeing in it certain all kind of fluctuations. How shall I put it? Currents of all kind of and they, all these currents depicting this world before you is a still vegetative and animate and 4 degrees in your desires that are depicting this image before you. What is this depiction? Eventually, it tells you where are you not yet in his quality of love. Thus, you see, still vegetative, animated, speaking before you in all kind of forms. And it is you. It is your desire to receive in Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled, as is depicted. Should you correct it now in your degree, that degree of yours, you'll feel that you are within the light. Well, immediately the next degree is revealed, but this is how it is for the time being. Yes.
So to correct my will to receive in the present degree, how does that happen? Other than many prayers and attempts at correction and dissemination.
There's nothing more to it. Check out what they write to you. Man's inner work, as he is doing it in external manifestations, as dissemination, studying, connection. Yes.
And how does dissemination contribute to a man's ability to see the Creator dressing in reality opposite him, before him?
Because we also, I'll tell you, there are times where by Kabbalists were able to do corrections only with the close friends, even 2 or 3, which suffice them. They are ancestors, even they're even more easier conditions, and we are in the complete corrections, in the process of the complete correction, complete redemption. Hence, upon us to take into account the whole of reality. And, well, the fact is that we cannot reveal evil in us if we are not connecting with external vessels. And we will move to the workshop about this topic, please.